It's 1,000 miles in 100 days. They're going to be hiking, backpacking, kayaking, paddling, and just walking and biking, too, through the central spine of Florida. Start out here in the Everglades where we are, and they're going to go up through Lake Okeechobee and through the Kissimmee Valley, the Kissimmee chain of lakes, up through Ocala National Forest and Osceola National Forest, way up to the Okefenokee Swamp on the Georgia border, hopefully in 100 days. And the purpose of this trip is to bring attention to the need to connect all the disjointed wild areas. Right now, a lot of the wildlife, they live in these areas where they have to cross over bridges or roads, and a lot of them get run over to get to the next area where they want to start breeding and moving. So this is really to give attention to the need to create a continuous wildlife corridor through the middle of the state. I'm going to hand the phone over to Elam Stoltzfus. He's the filmmaker who's documenting this trip, and he can fill you in on really what they're expecting to see on this trip.
Hello, this is Elam.
Hi, Elam. I will share with you that I have been living in Florida since only June, and I'm going camera crazy down here in terms of the wildlife I see just in the Tampa area.
I mean, I've been doing this like 25 years, and I always say Florida's one of the greatest outdoor studios in the United States. And, of course, wildlife, landscape, water, you have all of it.
But one of the purposes of this expedition is to show possible threats to that, I would assume. So your mission as a videographer and a filmmaker is what as you step off on this 1,000-mile expedition?
Well, number one is to document what we see along the way, landscape, animal behaviors, and as well as interacting with people and specialists. And we have partnered with Florida Wildlife and Florida Fish and Wildlife, DEP, Audubon, Nature Conservancy, and kind of goes on and on, and these different partners. And so we will stop and visit with them, and they will show us around. We'll do sound bites from them, and we're here to learn, and we want to share this information to our audience, to the viewers. So in a way, we are the window. We are the storytellers of these experiences.
Do you have a particular personal wish list of things you'd like to be surprised by as you make this walk?
Well, there's two things I would really love to see is a panther and a black bear. And I've seen them before, but I would really like to see them in this expedition.
And anything that you're hoping not to see? I know that one of the reasons that this expedition exists is to make people aware that there needs to be some connectedness to the surviving wilderness in the state of Florida, a great state asset. I'm sure you're going to be documenting anything you consider to be a potential or real threat to that.
Right. I mean, one of the things that we're trying to prove and to show that you actually can walk or connect from Flamingo to Okefenokee. And that's what we're setting out to prove and say, okay, it's still connected, but how long? We got a great team. We got some great people out here today. So, yeah, so we got the force behind us, and we're ready to go.